The past 8 years had been a disaster.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. Maybe under here.
George W. Bush, who had claimed to be a conservative, had tripled the size of the federal government, shredded the Constitution, and destroyed the image of the United States worldwide.
Nope, no weapons over there.
Endless wars, over 1 million dead Iraqis, and more than 5,000 dead U.S. troops.
Front of the U.S. troops there in Afghanistan is the opium trade. The Taliban is using it to intimidate the population.
Hi, Allison, Dave, and Clayton. Yes, in some ways, the Marines' brilliantly executed invasion of Marja, this town in the middle of Helmand province, was the easy part. The hard part now is governing this province, a province, as you suggest, that has become addicted to opium in many, many ways. That is the principal crop that is being grown here. The Taliban lend the farmers the money. They are indebted to the Taliban. They have to grow the opium. Now the Marines, in their success, are in a sense a victim of their success, because now the population is, they have these opium fields, and we are tolerating it. We are tolerating the cultivation of the opium, because we know that if we were to destroy it now, the population would turn against the Marines, and it would be a real security risk. Let me introduce Lieutenant Colonel Brian Christmas. He's the commanding officer of the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines, really a wonderful group of Marines here. I know that you care deeply about this this contradiction, the fact that here you have one of the best fighting forces in the world ever mounted, and in a sense, you're watching as this opium is being grown. I know it grinds at your gut. How do you deal with it? What are you doing about it?
Well, frankly, this is a part of their culture. So while it might grind in my gut, it's what they do. We provide them security, we're providing them resources, and we're providing them alternatives. And the alternatives are different crops to grow. They're getting the seed and the fertilizer to do it. They can rotate any of their crops that they want. If they want to get rid of their wheat and grow cotton for the winter, they can do that, and we're going to help them do it. So the same thing goes for the cotton.
So you think that, we were at the market, and everywhere we go, they're selling these little devices. Take a shot at this, Greg. They're hand-carved. These are the little devices they use to scrape the opium sap off the plant. And I watched as you bought everyone that was for sale because you care so deeply. Why did you do that?
I want them off the street. The idea is that we don't want to harvest the poppy. We want to, hopefully turn the poppy over and put some wheat, cotton, watermelon, cucumber. It's all great stuff they grow out here. We just want to see that that come to fruition and the poppy just to go away.
How do you separate the good guys from the bad guys? I watched checkpoint you had. The cars are out on the road. That's the good news. The bazaars are coming back to life. That's the good news. But I don't know, how in the world do you tell a Taliban from a guy who just lives in the neighborhood?
You don't. They do. And I'll tell you, the majority of those people are good people. The ones that are bad are really bad, and they've convinced some of the good people to be bad. You can follow that. Bottom line is, most of them are on the fence, and it's just a matter of showing them the good, showing them the fact that the Jarrell government is here. It's going to make a difference, that we're here to help them with that security and those resources. But they're the ones that are going to make the difference. There are a few bad people. The majority of them are good.
But I really, I fault the politicians for putting the Marines in this position, where we can't eradicate these crops for security reasons, and these guys, after winning the war, in a sense, now have to fight this fight. But next year, hopefully it'll be better. I just want to quickly pan around, see some of the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines. There's the Master Gunnery Sergeant. There's the top ranked enlisted man. Next to him is Captain Black. He had a visit. Quick, who visited here a couple of weeks ago?
Prince Charles came down a couple of weeks ago.
And the Brits like him? I mean, do you guys like him?
Yeah, it's good that he came out, saw the guys, went out to the mobs and engaged the guys. That was good. Good
right. So we had a visit from Prince Charles, and the Marines are doing the good thing. Dave, Clayton, and Allison, back to you guys in New York.
much. I mean, he just explains it better than we can ever read in any paper what a dilemma it is with the opium trade.
And they make so much money off the opium per yard there. They make so much money compared to those other crops. So it sounds great in theory, and Geraldo says this predicament that these politicians have put these guys in to have to tell them, hey, make a lot less money than the heroin you could be making with the poppy.
And they can't destroy it.
Right.
What a difficult position.
All right, in the meantime, I do.